Welcome to the School of Radiance podcast. I'm thrilled that you have joined me today. Now, what is radiance? Radiance is the electromagnetic projection of your body, mind, spirit, and energy, as well as other aspects of yourself, humming along just fine. How do we become radiant? Join the schoolofradiance.com membership for the cherry on top approach. How to enter a room and have people notice you at the right time, in the right way, for the right reasons. Have them be attracted to your radiance. This will positively impact your personal and professional relationships and allow you to navigate life with greater ease, beauty, and radiance. This is where I share my behind-the-scenes body, mind, spirit, energy, and biohacking and detoxification practices that I don't share anywhere else. Join the membership at theschoolofradiance.com and enjoy today's episode on the School of Radiance podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a really special recording. I'm here, Rachel Varga, board-certified aesthetic nurse specialist, and co-hosting this episode, Beauty and the Biohacker, with Katie Moore. Katie, welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we are going to dive straight into the episode.
Hi, everyone. I am your co-host, Katie Moore. I have a YouTube channel, Katie Type A, and I consider myself the biohacker part of Beauty and the Biohacker with over 3 years of experience with self-experimenting in the space of health and wellness. And I've used Viome a number of times and so excited to dive into the science with Naveen today.
And I love bringing sort of like the holistic science of beauty together. So how can we maximize our health on the inside to bring forth, the best skin possible? So today's guest is the founder of Viome, Naveen Jain. He's also the founder of a couple of pretty cool companies, including a moon company. So I'm a big nerd. So this is really, really cool. We're going to talk about this. So founder of Viome, Moon Express, InfoSpace, Intellius, Blue Dot, TalentWise, and other successful companies. Naveen Jain is an entrepreneur driven to solve the big problems facing today's world. Moon Express is the only company in the world with permission to harvest resources on the moon. How interesting is that? We're going to talk all about that, of course. Developing the infrastructure needed to push humanity forward towards a true multiplanetary society. So these are some big dreams. Viome's goal is to make illness optional. Having developed the world's latest database of microbial gene expression, Viome is able to analyze gut microbiome and identify predictive markers of chronic diseases to inform personalized nutrition to prevent and reverse chronic diseases. As a vice chairman of the board of Singularity University, Naveen is focused on educating and inspiring leaders to address humanity's greatest challenges by using and developing innovative technologies. Naveen is the director at the XPRIZE Foundation and uses incentive prizes to motivate competitors to find solutions to some of society's more challenging problems. Recently, he launched $1 million Women's Safety XPRIZE dedicated to empowering women around the world. So Naveen, welcome. It's a pleasure to have you on the show today.
Rachel, it's an absolute honor to be here. And Katie, good to see you as well.
Good to see you again too.
So in this episode, we are going to talk all about Viome gut testing. This is the new trend for 2020. We're not just, going by what the latest health influencers are saying. We're testing instead of guessing, which I think is really cool. I also want to ask you a little bit about the privacy with health testing and the future of health and wellness in your experience. And of course, first of all, let's open it up with, tell us a little bit about some of your work on the moon. That's pretty neat.
Yes. I think, to me, going to the moon is symbolic of what humans are capable of achieving. So it's like more of a 4 minute a mile problem. If you can show someone what is possible, the entrepreneurs behind you are going to come along and do things that were considered impossible. So if you can show people you go to the moon, there's going to be an entrepreneur who's going to say, let's go to the Mars, let's land on the Venus, let's go to Pluto, and why only settle to our own solar system? Let's go beyond our galaxy and let's have intergalactic travel. But the point is, we as humans, we are explorers. We have explored all the 7 continents. So let's think of a moon as our 8th continent, and let's go out and explore the moon. But more importantly, if we are going to someday really save the humanity from potential extinction, we have to become a multi-planetary society, right? All of us, 7 billion of us, are living on a single spacecraft, and we call our spacecraft lovingly Planet Earth. But remember, if our planet, our spacecraft gets damaged, and we humans are very capable of doing it ourselves, but God forbid we get hit by a large asteroid, we're going to all become like a dinosaur species. They were substantially large, but they all got wiped out. And you know why they got wiped out? Because they didn't have one good entrepreneurial dinosaur that could take them to the moon and Mars, or else they will be roaming all over the planets now, right? So fact is, we don't want to be the human species that actually got wiped out like dinosaurs. So we thought we should go ahead and really create something about going to the moon. So as you can see behind me, it's all around going to the moon.
That's amazing. And of course, I am of the era of growing up with Star Trek. That was, you know, what my father would put on in the evening, and I'd have all sorts of fun dreams. So let me just ask you a personal question. Do you have your space ticket to the moon already?
So, well, they're not quite the space ticket, but I do have a space ticket on Virgin Galactic. Me and my son both going up to the space. So, yes, we do have that. And as soon as our friend Jeff launches his stuff on the things, we will go with him too.
Amazing. And one of the things that I was kind of feeling out about a lot of this technology, I've had the opportunity to actually see Dave Asprey's private labs. And I'm just looking around the room. It's like, astronauts are for sure utilizing this type of technology already, and likely have been for the last number of decades. So the history of Viome, in my understanding, is that the technology has actually been used and research and development has been occurring since the 1950s. So my question for you is, when we have these, certain healthcare providers saying, oh, gut microbiome, that's, you know, hooey, what's your answer to that?
Well, first of all, underlying technology for Viome really came out of Los Alamos National Lab. And it was developed for a very secretive biodefense project. They spent 10 years, and some of the best and the brightest mind ever could be assembled. And these were the people, they were lived on the vault. And the reason it's called vault is they are in, 13 feet of steel. So there's no information can ever be taken out. And they sit there until the problem is solved. So this is the kind of thing they work on, where they could find everything that's happening inside the human body. And God knows what they did it for. But all I know is we were very fortunate to be able to get an exclusive license to this technology. And our purpose is for doing it for the benefit of humanity. And the reason, it's not just about gut microbiome. And I'm going to expand the conversation slightly more, because gut microbiome is simply a piece of the puzzle. It's not the whole puzzle in itself, right? We look at the human body. You know, our fundamental belief is there comes a time, in a history where the things that we thought were not possible can become possible. So in today, or I would say this decade, is a decade where we will be able to digitize the human body. When I say digitize the human body, means to be able to take the bodily fluids. That means whether it is a human host, the host genes, the mitochondrial genes, the saliva, the oral microbial genes, the gut microbial genes, and literally everything in our body, to be able to take the biochemical activities and convert them into, say, ACGTs, the sequence, digitize the human body, right? Once we digitize the human body, then comes this biggest problem, which is how do you decode all this massive data? And that's where we use the massive power of computing by firing 1,000 core things on AWS, the Amazon Web Service. Now we have petabytes of all this data that you have done. And then comes the third part, which is deciphering it. Then how do you use a powerful artificial intelligence to be able to find the underlying mechanism of why people get obese, why people get diabetes, why people have autoimmune diseases, why people have cancer, why people get depressed? Now, so that is really digitizing, decoding, and deciphering the human biology for one purpose only, to prevent and reverse chronic diseases.
Tell us a little bit about, so Yes, VI capitalizes on AI and the, you know, algorithms. You basically take a stool sample, send it to Viome, and then you get this, you know, this readout of foods that are, you know, your superfoods, your good foods, your not good foods, and then precision supplements that we're going to talk about shortly here. But just tell us a little bit about privacy collection with Viome. Is privacy even really something that we need to protect, and what safeguards are currently in place within Viome to protect the consumer?
Yeah, so I'm going to answer the question. Before I go there, I want to explain one more concept, because then I think this will become very clear. The reason what Viome does, it's not just, again, taking stool. We take stool, blood, saliva, everything, right? The fact is, what we're looking for is the gene expression, not the gene in itself. And here is why. Your genes or your DNA does not change when you develop chronic diseases. So for example, if you and I can take our DNA, and when we gain 200 pounds, our DNA hasn't changed. We can become diabetic, our DNA doesn't change. And by the way, we can be depressed, our DNA is the same, autoimmune diseases. You can pick any disease you want. Our DNA never changes. And that is why people call the fingerprint, right? But your the gene expression we call RNA is constantly being changed as our lifestyle changes. So when we eat different types of food over a long period of time, or when we go through some stress and a whole bunch of lifestyle things, whether we're breathing the smoked air that we're doing in California now or in Oregon, you know, it changes all of our gene expression, because your body goes through a trauma, the toxins, and it changes the gene expression. So your gene expression is constantly changing, and we are the only company in the world that looks at the gene expression, because that tells us why you have a particular disease. Now, to answer your question, the gene expression is changing. So, you know, we obviously have every possible safeguard you can imagine. When we get your data, we take all the personally identifiable information, put them in a completely separate database and encrypt it. You take all this data that's de-identified, we encrypt and put that in a totally separate database. Now, God forbid that somehow someone gets access to everything, they find the encryption key and everything, and let's assume they are able to get hold of it. Because I think anyone who tells you that, you know, our thing is such a wart, no one can get into it, I think fooling themselves. Let's assume it does happen. The good thing is the RNA, your gene expression, by the time they get to it, is completely different anyway. So let's assume 2 years later, even if I may say so, they beat the shit out of you, they still that the RNA of that is going to be so different than what they saw there. They won't be able to identify it as you, right? So my point is, so in some sense, yes, we take all the privacy extremely seriously. We are GDPR compliant. We have every privacy. We are compliant. We do all the encryption. We are HIPAA compliant and all that. But the fact is, the things we do, unlike, you know, DNA company like 23andMe, it is not the data that is static about you. So it is constantly changing. So it gives you something to think about that, you know, it's not identifiable back to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fantastic. And one thing I really wanted to give you, two thumbs up for is your health questionnaire. When you get the Viome app, you take the health questionnaire. It's incredible. And I understand it was developed with the Mayo Clinic. And or in conjunction with the Mayo Clinic. And I think that every physician, every healthcare provider should actually be, really modeling after your health questionnaire to get a snapshot of what's happening in that individual.
We're changing that, by the way. We are going to be improving that. And the new questionnaire 2.0 is going to be coming along. And one thing we have changed in this new questionnaire is we are now using the clinical grade questions. That means that 33 or 35 diseases. We use PHQ-9 for depression. We use GAD-7 for anxiety. We use things like IBS, SSS, or the, you know, or the ROM-4, basically, or the quality of life questionnaires, everything, or insomnia. Every single question is clinical grade. So when you can see your health markers on the first test, and when you do the retest after following the recommendations or taking your precision supplement, you can see all of your health markers that have improved. So it is not something about the faith. It is actually the results and the improvement that you can see clinically, not just symptomatically.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Absolutely. And speaking of Viome 2.0, I mean, I think this makes a great segue into kind of getting your take and kind of if you could walk us through the new latest health innovation and insights that you're going to get from the complete health intelligence test. I had sent mine away. I cannot wait for my supplement results. I'd love for you to kind of just walk our audience who might be learning about Viome for the first time, what this could do for them.
Yeah. So the health intelligence test is the test that looks at your human gene expression, the genes that we get from our mom and dad, all the genes that are expressed. That means your cytokines, which are all the inflammatory marker. And we look at your cellular health. We look at your mitochondrial health. And mitochondria, for most people who may not remember their high school biology, is your energy factory. This is what you actually cells. All the energy the cells need, it comes from mitochondria. And just to complete that trivia, that mitochondria used to be an ancient bacteria captured inside the human cell. So there is an alien inside our own cell that actually produces energy for our own cell. So if you ever thought we were not aliens, that actually tells you that we may actually be aliens here, right? But so we look at all of these things, your stress response health, your immune health, your gut health, and then we also look at your biological age. And answer is, by looking at all the gut health, all the mitochondrial, all the stress response and everything else, we get a complete picture of what is going on inside your body. Now, there are a couple of very interesting things. I was going to give you some actually what from our data that we learned in the biological age. And I think it's semi-controversial, so I'm just trying to be careful not to upset anyone. But we looked at now over 200,000 people. And what we saw was mind-boggling. The people who are on keto diet or paleo diet actually tends to have their biological age, which is worse than their chronological age. So which is surprising that a lot of people who go on these fad diet thinking they're looking slim, they're looking healthy, but they are completely technically are screwing up their bodies, if I may say so, right? Their really bodies are completely being destroyed biologically.
Maybe you could kind of walk our listeners through the main differences between the biological test from Viome, and also what can you do about it? Like, how quickly can you change your biological age?
So this is the first time, and by the way, we have patented this stuff. We are publishing the paper today on biological age. And interestingly, our biological age model is twice as good as anything ever published. And here is the reason why it has never been done. There are people who looked at very, very small things in the things and made the biological clock. So there is a model that is done based on telomeres. And just simply looking at the telomere length, they think they can predict your biological age. The other people are doing the methylation. They're looking at the methylations of your genes and saying, oh, we can predict your bio age. Then there are people who are saying, we can look at your gut and predict your biological age. And we say, look, what if we looked at everything? What if we looked at your inflammation in your body? And by the way, not just inflammation or telomeres or looking at cellular health or gut health. We look at every transcript that is produced in your body. So every single transcript that is in your blood, every transcript that's in your gut, every microbial stuff, all the human genes, all the mitochondrial genes, and now measure them across this population. And now we say, okay, this is Kate Weir's, all the transcript, we score them and saying, this is your score. This matches with the people who are 33 years old. Or this matches with the people who are 22 years old, or this matches with the people with the 41 years old. We're not making a judgment. We're simply saying what your body is like today is more like other people who are 41 years old. And take it for what that's worth, right? That point is, there is no better way of looking at than saying we're looking at everything, whether we even don't know what that really means, but we're going to look at everything. Now, coming back to the things, what do you do about that? Is for every, in our health intelligence score, or even in the gut intelligence, every single thing we tell you, this is your score. And right underneath that, we say, here is how you can improve that score. Here are the supplements that you need, ingredients you need to improve this score. Here are the foods you should avoid. Here are the foods you should eat. And here is the most interesting part that I think most nutritionists would probably fall over and say, what are you doing to me? We tell you, hey, avoid strawberry because strawberry is going to cause you the histamine response. However, the ingredient of his strawberry called quercetin is really good antioxidant. We're going to put the quercetin in the supplement for you, but you're going to still avoid the strawberry. Or you may have a tomato virus in your gut. So we're going to say avoid eating tomatoes, but we're going to take the lycopene and put that in the supplement for you, right? So it could be the foods that may be bad for you, but the ingredients of that could be good for you. Or in the other way around, a lot of people who are into longevity, they tend to take these things called NAD precursor, NMN or NMH. And what we found is those people actually may be harming themselves, because when you have high oxidative stress and you take NMN, what's happening is it is increasing the mitochondrial production. And guess what? Producing more free radicals, more oxidative stress. And if you have high cellular senescence, so cellular senescence are these cells that are no longer dividing and become the zombie cells. If you have high cellular senescence, by the way, there is a health marker in our health intelligence test that shows you your cellular senescence score. When you have high cellular senescence and you take NMN or NMH or any of the NAD precursor, it may actually cause cytokine storm. So you really have to be very careful when you say that this ingredient or this food is good for me. And what we realize, Kate, is that there is no such thing as universal healthy food or universal healthy ingredient. It actually is it good for you right now or is it bad for you right now? So for me, broccoli and spinach and kale are bad for me. And doesn't mean they're bad food. They may be good for someone else and they may become good for me 6 months from now. But right now, they're causing inflammation in my body. So we tell you what you should avoid right now.
Mm-hmm. So we are in the era of self-optimization, and a Viome is an at-home test kit. And I've been doing a number of these different tests at home myself. I've gotten a lot of value out of them, especially if we can't go out to see a provider and then have that data interpreted for us. So is this the way of the future? Do we still need clinicians to interpret results? Or is the AI analysis and recommendations enough? Because if you go to your primary care physician, by the way, if you have a medical condition or you have questions about your health, seek the care of a licensed physician. This is educational information, not medical advice. But in your opinion, like, this is like Star Trek, right? I grew up watching Star Trek. You'd see the person go into sick bay, they'd get the scan done and then boop, 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 you know, okay, here you go. This is what you need. Boop. You're set. Sorry for the sound effects, but are the AI analyses and recommendations enough in your opinion?
So first of all, as you start to think about it, the future of healthcare is going to be driven by AI. Very simple reason. Every single day, there are more research coming out than the human brain can read in that day, right? So that means there's so much information coming out. Now imagine if you gave all of your biological data to a doctor, there is no way a doctor could ever read it or make any sense of it. That means the amount of data that is coming out, then no longer the doctor can do. So what's really going to be, it is not going to be the human versus AI. It is going to be the humans and AI working together to actually make a sense. That means doctors is going to look at AI and is going to say, oh, based on all this information, you really need this. And basically, the doctor and a coach, doctor becomes more like a mentor and a coach who is going to now help you walk you through that journey. But in terms of interpreting the results, you don't need a human being, because human beings are really, really bad when it comes to large amount of data. Our human brain can only process a very small data. Give them a big data, our human brain will explode. Right? So you can't really have lots of data that human brain. So ultimately, here is my, I think my idea of what's going to happen in the future. Everything in your home is going to actually get connected and will have sensors. So you're going to have a smart toilets that are going to be constantly analyzing your stool, your urine. Your mirror is going to be analyzing your body. Your tiles in your home are going to be measuring your weight, measuring your sweat, analyzing everything. Your fridge is going to be telling what foods you're eating or not. And by the way, based on all this data, is going to do all these tests for you and is going to come back with a Viome recommendation, say, these are the to avoid. And when you order that food, it's going to say, I'm sorry, ma'am, that food has been banned by your AI for you. You cannot order that food, right? So you cannot. So it will automatically order the food, the cook the food, and you're going to have all of these recipes and everything. And your AI is going to actually make become your health companion that is going to be all along with you. Or when you go to a restaurant, it's going to order the food that actually meets your recommendations. And next thing you know, you can just enjoy life rather than have worrying about making decisions anymore.
Yeah, and it really segues into a great question that I had about, you know, different products that might synergize well with Viome. So, you know, I'm a biohacker. I test out a lot of different products, some great, you know, some are kind of, you know, a little skeptical about the actual results, but there are a few that have caught my attention recently, especially in relation to metabolic health. So there, you know, just to kind of give you some examples, there's the Lumen, which is a breath analyzer that looks at your metabolic health. And then there are Vessel is coming out with urine strips that would give you kind of a rundown of your metabolic state for the day with recommendations. So just out of curiosity, have you been kind of paying attention to this space and anything that you would say sounds really credible or would actually synergize well with the data that you're getting from Viome?
So ultimately what you're getting from these type of products are very, very crude set of data that is really not very good, right? So for example, in urine, I mean, depending on what time of the day, the data that you're getting is so flawed that you making any decision based on them is actually criminal, right? Because these strips are like, you can buy them on Amazon for 1 cent. I'm not even kidding you, 150 strips for $16. And they give you, you know, 12 things. You can, I'm gonna look at all these things, your uric acid, your, you know, infection, blah, blah, blah. And these things are literally mass manufactured. And it is, you know, to some extent, it is more about curiosity. And then you can either look at the app or you can match them with a color-coded thing. And you can say, oh, I think I am dehydrated. I'm sorry. You don't need something to tell you you're dehydrated. Look at the color of your pee. You know you're dehydrated. You don't need a rocket scientist for that, right? So my point is a lot of these things are not very scientific, right? So we really believe that everything we do, we lead with science. And we really lead with the molecular data about in-depth what is actually happening in the body and give you the recommendations that actually would make a significant improvement in your health, right? And that's one reason, by the way, 97% of all of our customers report that they at least improve one symptom, if not two symptoms, right? So everyone who does a test will report that they either they've lost weight, they have more energy, they have better mood, the better digestive system, they get better sleep. But it's just constant. It's consistently people get that thing. Other thing that we really find is that the reason, as you know, Kate, we started this precision supplement that we launched 2 weeks ago was because we saw that people were taking this idea of either two things, more of everything is better, and every time I read something in the newspaper, oh, this is good for inflammation, I'm taking that. That's good for weight loss, I'm taking that. And I'm literally taking hundreds of these things, and actually, most of the times, not only they were not working, I was getting a whole bunch of other symptoms with that, constipation and the bloating and all kinds of stuff, right? So we decided, what if we could do something so precise that based on what's happening in your body by looking at your health intelligence, we can determine you need 22 milligrams of lycopene, you need 11 milligrams of curcumin, you need 7 milligrams of that, and take all of the thing for each person and make every capsule on demand for that person tailor-made. So it is, we measure it, and then we actually cut it, just like a tailor, the tailor suit, right? You can't cut before you measure. So you measure first, look at all your health markers, then we make every single precision supplement just for you. And then every month we ask you if something had changed about you, and then we can adjust your supplement, and then we retest so you can see the improvement in yourself, and then we readjust the formulation. And the reason for that, Kate and Rachel, is that we saw the supplement industry was getting to a point where you was more of a faith. I joined the church or temple of vitamin C. How is going to help me with my immune system? And someone said, how do you know? Well, I know it is going to work for me, but you have no idea. But what if you could actually see it is working or not working? So you see your immune health, And you take the supplements and you can see your immune health is actually getting better or not. So it's no longer a faith. It becomes very scientific. And our thinking is that as we get more and more people, we're going to find the things that some things don't work for everyone. And guess what? We learn and then we become N of one. So we see what is going to work for Rachel. We don't care. It doesn't work for anyone else. I'm going to see and we're going to find the things that are going to work for each individual. And we keep making that things. Because remember, we're making it for each individual. So it doesn't take any more money for us to do it just for you. So if we find something that just works just for you, we're going to make it just for you.
And how often would you say the microbiome changes? So, you know, I know that like for right now, you know, you're kind of advised to do your retesting every 90 days or so. Does the same apply to the supplement nutrition and also the precision supplements? Should you just kind of go through your cabinets and get rid of everything else that's in there for the time being and just take those?
Yeah, so that is in the point is more of more is not better. In fact, I would say anything that your body doesn't need and you put in the body has to work very hard to get rid of it. It only harms you. So if you take more probiotic, more strains and more quantity, it may actually be hurting you. Right. So you really need, so that's the reason our whole thing about precision supplement is just what you need and nothing that you don't. I mean, that's the whole thing idea is we make everything for you. And in general, your microbiome kit changes every, you know, 3-4 months and up to 6 months, you can really get a good stable microbiome. So we actually are launching a program. This is the first time I'm talking about it. So here you go. In 2 weeks, we're going to be launching a program that's going to be your precision health plan, where you actually, all your testing, all your supplement, everything is going to be included. So you pay a monthly, just like your health insurance, you pay the monthly plan. We do the testing for you. We'll send you the health intelligence kit. We'll make the supplements for you. We'll ship the supplements every single month, whatever is you need, whether you need 10 probiotics, whether you need 15 probiotics, whether you need, you know, more herbs, more food extracts, more supplement, everything you need, you get them. And then we retest you every 6 months and then we readjust and keep sending it to you. So the idea is you no longer have to worry about what are you eating? What are you getting? We make you the food recommendations. And then we give you all the supplements, all the testing that's all included in that. And I think that is really is the way to make health a habit. So really the idea is make health habit rather than just simply doing it on a health basis.
From a consumer perspective, I really find the appeal to this. So we no longer have to, you know, have this cabinet full of products. You are able to, I heard you talk about this before in an educational seminar we all did together, about just how Viome really kind of can pick and choose different solutions from, you know, a number of different bins and then basically, boop, there you go. It's kind of all tailor-made just for you, which is fantastic. So no longer do we have to buy all these bottles of supplements and create this waste. It's really just specific to exactly what we need. So obviously I am interested in the skin and rejuvenation and looking good and feeling good and all of that fun stuff. And my question for you is, do you ever plan on coming out with a skin microbiome test or skin supplement line? Currently, we have testing available that's used for medical grade skincare analyses. You know, we can twist the skin and see how much collagen and elastin is there. We can assess humidity and all of that. So what is sort of your behind the scenes insight into this?
The answer is yes. So the skin microbiome is obviously, we can measure the skin microbiome. But what we also saw, Rachel, is that, you know, what our mothers told us that, you know, beauty is inside you, right? And she was to some extent a real scientist because we all realized that a lot of the inflammation on our skin is not because externally you can put stuff on it, but it really comes from the inside inflammation. So when your gut is inflamed, you will get acne, you will get eczema, you will get dry skin, and a whole bunch of skin problems that you see are actually coming in from inside the body rather than from outside the body. So yes, skin microbiome can help a little bit, but it's like putting a, you know, cream, topical cream, just to hide the things, but it doesn't really take care of the underlying. If your fire is burning, you can keep putting the fire out, but the fire is still burning, right? So until you stop the burner, you're not going to be able to find a great, good-looking skin. And there are a couple of very interesting things we found, Rachel, as going back to my aging thing, was the women, when they get pregnant, the women who have been pregnant recently up to 2 years, they tend to be younger in a biological age than their chronological age. And here's why. All of the hormones that during pregnancy they generate, it literally makes them younger. And I don't know if you remember or not, at least in my in our culture, you could, my mom would look at someone and say, I think her skin is so glowing, I think she's pregnant, right? They could see the glowing skin of a pregnant mom, right? Because the skin just becomes flawlessly glowing, right? So I'm not suggesting get pregnant to get a good skin, but I'm just saying that.
You heard it first, guys. Well, switching gears a little bit, I wanted to actually ask you a little bit more about some different diets, because I know you had mentioned earlier about the biological age connection and the ketogenic diet. And frankly, I have kind of been dabbling and interested in the carnivore diet. And my fiance has been practicing it pretty religiously for the past few months. And so my question to you is on the topic of gut microbiome diversity, because we know kind of eating this rainbow of foods really can help contribute to some of those good bacteria. But what if you just completely eliminate that? What have you found that the gut microbiome of carnivores looks like? And, you know, is that sustainable?
Yes, so the answer, so let me just tell you that, first of all, there are two or three things underneath that I'm going to unpack for you. One is, anytime you eat any diet that's a restricted diet, that tends to be worse than anything you can do. So whether it's a keto diet, whether it's a paleo diet, a carnivore diet, or anything, right? In fact, even vegan diet, right? So to me, anytime you restricted, so we found, by the way, which surprised me, because I was actually going down the path of from a vegetarian down to vegan, and we did the analysis, and turns out vegetarian diet is, in terms of chronological, biological age, is better than a vegan diet, because you're actually getting some animal product in the things. Even though one would argue that dairy, most people think, is very inflammatory, but at least that's not what the data shows. I mean, and you have to rely on, you know, you can't just say, I believe in the data sometime when it suits me, and I ignore it when it doesn't suit me. But the fact is, after that thing, I started to eat more yogurt and more kefir, because I'm saying, you know what, I'm going to eat some of those things, because the data is very clear that it is a little bit of animal product, and I'm not going to drink milk. I'm still drinking my oat milk, but I'm now eating yogurt and kefir that I was completely giving up on, right? So coming back to it, we saw the carnivore diet, the same thing. It is just slightly off center, so slightly worse than center. So in a sense, the people who are on a carnivore diet are better than keto diet, slightly better than paleo diet, but they are not far off from there. So I think in some sense, and again, you have to look at the stuff and saying, what is good for you right now? So in a sense, a lot of people, if your TMA, if your gut microbiome is not converting the carnitine and choline into TMA, your microbiome, TMA gets absorbed in the blood and it creates TMAO, which is what causes the heart disease. And if your TMA is not being produced, you can eat red meat. So it's not the red meat is bad for you. Red meat is only bad when you have a lot of TMAO in your body and you keep producing more TMA. And that's the reason you could see a lot of people in the Midwest, they eat meat and potatoes and they live for 90 years. And some people die at 40 and they could be vegan. So it's not really one or the other. It is for each individual at what point of time, what is good for you and what's not good for you.
Yeah, this has been a fantastic interview, Naveen. Thank you so much for joining us in today's episode with Katie and I. Do you have any closing words for the connection with, you know, Viome, gut microbiome testing, its links with skin, the future of the company? You know, are we all going to end up on the moon one day?
Answer to all of them stuff is, look, first of all, we are really getting much closer to understanding the underlying mechanism. In the next decade, we're going to get much closer, if not have achieved the goal of making illness truly optional. That means we will know exactly what is causing those sicknesses and give you the information that you can use to actually prevent and reverse those chronic diseases. So my hope is, in the next 10 years, the chronic diseases will go the way of measles. Nobody really has them anymore. It's going to become more of a polio, that nobody's going to have a chronic disease anymore.
Naveen, it's just been a pleasure having you on here. And Katie, do you have any closing words for us?
I am just so excited to get my precision supplements. I think they're coming in the next few weeks. So I will for sure report back on how that goes. And thank you for all your work. And it was so great meeting you at the Bulletproof Conference last year.
Thanks a lot, Kate. Thank you, Rachel. Really appreciate it.